the necessity of repentance. In much of the defective evangelism of our day, the lost are informed that the only thing necessary for their salvation is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Other passages show that repentance is equally essential. Repent ye and believe the gospel, Mark 1:15. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 20:21. It is important to note that wherever the two are mentioned, repentance always comes first. For in the very nature of the case, it is impossible for an impenitent heart to believe savingly. Matthew 21:32. Repentance is a realization of my blameworthiness in being a rebel against God, a taking sides with Him and condemning myself. It expresses itself in bitter sorrow for and hatred of sin. It results in an acknowledgement of my offenses and the heart abandonment of my idols. Proverbs 28:13, a throwing down the weapons of my warfare, a forsaking of my evil ways. Isaiah 55:7. In some passages, for example, Luke 13:3, Acts 2:38 and 3:19, repentance alone is mentioned. In John 3:15, Romans 1:16, Romans 10:4, only believing is specified. Why is this? Because the scriptures are not written like lawyers drawing up a document, wherein terms are wearily repeated and multiplied. Each verse must be interpreted in the light of Scripture as a whole. Thus, where repentance only is mentioned, believing is implied. And where believing alone is found, repentance is presupposed. February 1951.